home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive and Baltimore sports. It's certainly the 7-2 Baltimore Ravens this week. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is getting back out on the road. I'm going to have these Ravens scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery to give away beginning on Friday at Fadley's. We are moving the tour around. We're going to a lot of places. We're going to be at Costas next week on Tuesday. We're going to be at Pappas, which is this guy's favorite crab cake, in Parkville. We're going to the park, the original, the homestead for Pappas, on the 21st of the month. We're going to be down in Annapolis with the governor. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on the 30th. We're going to be back at Coco's on the 29th. We're going to be at State Fair in early December as well. And this guy would come have a crab cake at all these places, but he's going to be too busy counting all those Ravens victories, and certainly pretty busy this week with the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati. And he has me calling them the Bengals now, although the Chili may have done that to me back in the day. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He is our money manager and our financial eye in the sky at all things Raskin Global, and certainly the eye from the club level on Sunday as the Ravens continue to be impressive, right? I mean, like, this Absolutely. Is why you're a season ticket holder, a PSL holder.
Yeah,
this
it wasn't just hot on the field. This, right? It was hot in the crowd. It was sunny, 75-degree November Sunday in Baltimore, and had shorts and the jersey on, and it was hot. It was hot. I'm on the sunny side, so it's a great thing. If you're upstairs in the shade, it might have been chilly, but sitting in the club on the sunny side on a Sunday, it was a beautiful Baltimore day. A what do they call it?
Postcard perfect?
Postcard, that's it.
I thought it was, too. I mean,
it was magnificent. And
I wasn't at the game, but we had our own tailgate. We fired the grill up. We had sausages. We had beer. Don't tell Chad Steele I had beer during the game, because I'll never get back in. But I mean, we had some, like, legitimate peppers and onions. I mean, we did it up here. And then the Ravens went out and really
did it up.
Track meet, right?
They did it up. I would have thought, if you'd have asked me pregame, Saturday, Friday, what's going to happen? I'd have said maybe 16-13, 13-10, two tough defenses, some decent offense on both sides. You know, depending upon how we play, could be better, but 37-3. And it could have been 44. It could have been 51. I mean, they throttled them. They throttled them. As I looked at the stats game end, Ravens 298? Rushing, and the Seahawks had 29. It ain't many a game you go to where there's a 10-1 edge in rushing and almost a 2-1 time of possession. It was a beatdown. I thought Geno was a little better than that. They paid him a lot of money to take over the reins there, and he threw to the other Geno instead.
Well, if the team's 7-2 and yes. they just win 37-3, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but I think the lead story here, A, is their health.
Yep.
The fact that
they're healthy.
They're good at putting a roster together. They're good at drafting. They're good at how they spend their free agent money. They're great at how they identify veteran players, whether it's Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
Whether it was back to Anquan Boldin or back to Matt Burke. Yep. Finding players that are already in the league who are doing this, Roquan Smith being exhibit 1A.
The best second-round draft pick a team could ever have.
Then they also have to pay him $80 million.
It's okay. He's phenomenal.
This is where they're managing their money. They're managing their cap. This Lamar expenditure of 20% of their cap, they've known that this was going to be the case.
Absolutely.
Maybe Lamar didn't know, but they knew.
Right.
That, you know, they were going to be able to absorb all of this. But Kyle Van Noy and picking up Clowney, who was a 1-1, he's not a surprise to anybody. All that's cool, but they all needed to be healthy. All these 30-year-old guys
play,
need to be healthy and
play
at
the
high
top
level.
Of their game. And apparently, I mean, they are. The if you're a quarterback for the opposition, you don't know where it's coming from. You got Hamilton off the edge. You got Pierce up the middle. You got Van Noy. I mean, everybody's coming. Everybody's coming. And they're not blitzing a lot. They're just coming. And the coverage, this is what blows my mind, how good the coverage is, because clearly the reason they're getting to the quarterback is he's got to hold the ball. The
well,
reason
I think
he's got to hold the ball is because they're covering,
you know,
but it's also because they're covering the wideouts. I mean, they're covering guys. There's not a lot of room between receiver and DB, which is beautiful, especially on a day when they honored Chris McAllister.
Well, if we're going to talk about their health and we talk about the lead story, it's amazing. Health, defense, then Lamar, and not even really Lamar, more the distribution of the whole offense to be able to run the ball. And Luke and
how
I
many
got
guys,
into this.
How many guys caught a pass?
Well, distributing
a
the ball.
A bunch of guys caught a pass, and then you got three. Look at the fourth quarter of that game on Sunday, they still had three fresh running backs, except I think Mr. Mitchell ran out of gas there on that last run. Looked like he just said, I can't take any more. I just can't run another inch. And then he went down.
Well, I'm having his dad on this week. So
That's
Anthony
a great
Mitchell,
story,
of course,
isn't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, I have this picture that the late, great Bobby Nick took of me from above the tunnel in Tennessee. In a stadium that they're going to rip down and build a new one already.
Of course.
And I'm into all this Maryland Stadium Authority stuff, and I highly encourage, you're on the other side of the aisle, Tom Kelso came on, by all means, please know what we're giving Steve Bisciotti and what we're giving Peter Angelos and the Angelos family to just keep the teams here. But I'm in Tennessee, and they had won the game. It was the Ray Lewis, Eddie George game. It was the who was the kicker? Al Del Greco, right? All this is Eddie George. That was all documented. Steve McNair, all documented. Purple Rain won. And there's a picture that Bobby Nick took of me and Anthony Mitchell in the tunnel. And I knew Anthony. I mean, he wasn't.
Yeah.
I knew all the players. I spent a lot of time around the team. Sure. Guys were friendly to me. I knew. How do you think I knew Mike Flynn and Spencer Folau?
Right.
They weren't named guys. I just knew everybody on the team. It wasn't just about like shining Ray Lewis's shoes or whatever.
Yep.
But Anthony Mitchell is the star. And like, I knew him. I'm like, hey, you got to come do my show tomorrow. And I have a picture of me asking him to come on to the barn the next day. Then pictures at the barn the next day where they brought the Tennessean newspaper where we kicked their ass, and I got John Ogden holding it up. Yep. So it's an unbelievable memory.
Was the baby born by then?
You know, let me look it up.
What year was that?
I'm going to look
was...
up. This is great. This is great fodder because is Keaton Mitchell was born. Let's find out.
He would have been.
Oh my God! He wasn't even
tight.
Alive.
I was gonna say he wasn't even on the show. He wasn't even on the show
yet.
He
was born a year later.
Right, right. He couldn't have even come on the show. He wasn't even a twinkle in his father's eye.
By the way, I'm gonna have to ask Anthony. He made a baby a year and a week after that game. I'm thinking they won the Super Bowl. That must have been a hell of a honeymoon. I mean, wherever Anthony was in March or April of 2001, probably where I was. I know where you were. You were thrown out of the house because we've been through this with you and your wife.
Absolutely.
Right? You had
to
go buy her a couch for going.
No, she right. She went and bought a couch for the Super Bowl. I didn't have anything. I didn't have it. Right. I didn't have anything to do with it except when I got back.
So
there's
Keaton Anthony Mitchell was born. I'm gonna have to ask about the name Keaton too. Born in McDonough, Georgia, on January 17th of 2002. I got socks older than you, young man. You know, I mean, right?
But he had a day. He had a day. It looked like Gus was going to have a day. Gus ended up, I think, with like 20 yards, but he scored two touchdowns. And Odell Beckham got a touchdown on his birthday. How sweet was that?
And a cake.
A cake? I didn't know about the cake.
Hey, what do you make of it? You're Mr. Fan Guy. I love to let you ramble
on.
Yeah,
sure,
Luke
sure.
Luke and I went back and forth on Odell Beckham and giving him $1 million a week. And
hey,
I had to
hell?
Laugh because I'm thrown out. You know this. I watch the games on TV now.
Right.
So I get to listen to Tony Romo. When you get Romo and Nance in and you listen to them, even if you go to the game, and I know you do, you should tape it and watch
it. They're good.
No, listen to it.
Okay.
Because they sit with the player and they're respected at and
absolutely.
I mean, Lamar Jackson sits with Tony Romo. Chad Steele says Lamar's gonna give you 10 minutes, and Lamar might sit there for a half an hour because he wants to talk to Tony Romo,
sure.
And then these guys get information that I hear in the games
yep.
about, well, Lamar didn't like this about Greg Roman. And I hear new things because they're all talking now. Stuff that they
wouldn't
have said last year
That's
to anybody
right.
now that they're having success. Here are the things that Lamar didn't like about Greg Roman. So I hear all of this in the broadcasts. And early in the game, Beckham gets his catch and steps out of bounds.
Right.
And Tony Romo says, that's his 15th catch of the year. And I'm like, whew, it's November 5th.
It's a lot of money.
Catches, $15 million.
Nine
like, I start
games.
To think, like, what's the value of all this? he might catch six passes for 80 yards and catch the game winner in the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And that's why they brought him.
They brought him, I think, for his moxie and his from everything I hear, and I don't hear it enough or as much, but his locker room, you know, he's a star, obviously, and he's a prima donna, obviously, but his locker room presence is apparently amazing. And everybody he's ever played with say he's a phenomenal teammate. And he must just have that going on and then some.
But see, you didn't see that. Maybe you did on the scoreboard or in the highlights.
No.
Snoop throws the touchdown pass to Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Lamar's enthusiasm, out to Snoop,
going crazy.
Not just for Snoop, but for Odell
for
Beckham.
Odell.
And like, because Snoop's thrown over other touchdown passes before in playoff
games.
Yeah,
that didn't matter like, as much.
He wasn't there to congratulate him last year.
That's
but,
right.
But he was.
Hey, he was a Pro Bowler, man. He was a Pro Bowler.
I know. We joked about that this week, too. So was Geno Smith. But the
it's
enthusiasm
it's
for
good.
Odell Beckham was something I brought up with Luke Leonard. And yep. I said, that's genuine. That's genuine. This notion that they were going to sign Odell Beckham to ease along Lamar wanting to come back, that Lamar wanted to play with a star,
yep.
and that Lamar respects this guy
yep.
in a way that when Shannon Sharpe came here and worked out with Ray Lewis and Ray had his problems, in the way that I, back when I was in the real media, not the
yeah,
fake media,
right.
But when I was in the real media, I saw this 5 days a week with Rod Woodson and Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I still see it
yeah.
to this day with Rod Woodson. Rod Woodson is one of the great people I've ever met on the planet. They imported this heart, and they've done
yep.
this all along, right?
Yep.
Whether it was Matt Burke, whether it was Anquan Boldin,
they
whether
bring
it
the
was
guys
Trevor
in.
Price,
that's who they find. That's
correct.
What they find that other teams, I think, don't. Other teams find a veteran who adds nothing but a player to their team. The Ravens have been very good about finding guys that add character along with players.
Some of the
team.
Time. I mean, they get also Earl Thomas.
They
also
a couple.
Brought in every version of Jeremy Maclin, and they brought Steve Smith in, who was a really large personality.
Yeah.
And certainly could rub a lot of people the wrong way, right?
Like, I like I mean, Steve.
I like Steve too, but I'm saying not everybody would be rubbed.
No, absolutely.
Over 6 months of living with Steve Smith, Steve Smith was a difficult personality in that
yeah,
on
I
a
get
day-to-day
it.
basis.
I get it.
He wasn't the easiest fellow in the world for anyone, but he was talented as hell, cared more than anybody, set an example. I mean, I'm not in these really strong personalities to come in. Rod Tidwell, right? And going back to Goose, going back to McCrary, right?
Yeah.
We're bringing in these exes that are 30 years old, paying them. I mean, everybody in the wide receivers room, all their money together doesn't equal what Beckham's
That's
making.
right.
And
That's
the productivity's
right.
not going to equal that. And I think you know
No.
that when you sign him. That's not
you
why
had
you
to.
signed him.
That's right. You signed him for his leadership. You hope his character and his bravado. And I think one of the things that you get with him, and we all knew, I predicted, you didn't think so maybe, I don't know, but that Lamar was going to be a Raven and he was going to get paid. But one of the things that Beckham does is he takes the salary heat off of Lamar. It's not even an issue. Nobody talks about it. He's just
they're 7-2. I mean,
well, if they were 2-7,
everybody'd
be talking about
seriously,
it. Right.
I mean, Leonard, honestly,
that's right. No,
what do you
you're
want to
absolutely
complain
right.
about? That they putched around in Arizona, that they lost it to Indianapolis and Pittsburgh when they shouldn't have. I'll hear
That's right.
all of that, but
that's
they're
right. But
7-2.
7-2, and you got the chance. Let's face it, with a big upcoming week and a half. Two
not even a week and
games.
A half, it's 4 days.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, you got Sunday,
and Thursday.
Cleveland with who knows who's going to be the quarterback. And
Deshaun Watson played well.
Yeah, he had a game. And how
and
about
Jim
that?
Schwartz going to pack
how
the
about,
defense.
How about the Browns destroying the Cardinals, who gave away their quarterback to Minnesota, who won the game in Minnesota, pulled out a victory having had the playbook for like a day and a half.
You know what I loved is I had Luke on
Oh, that
early
is so
in the morning
crazy.
on Monday morning, and he's like, who was the guy from the Cardinals that even played quarterback? And I had to look him up. Here's his name. His name is Clayton Tune, T-U-N-E.
Brilliant.
Clayton Tune.
Brilliant.
It's right there with Spurgeon Wynn.
Right.
It's right there. Like, they lost 27-0. The kid was 11 for 20 for 58 yards and two interceptions with a quarterback rating of 20.8.
I mean,
But on the
did
other side
well.
of the
What
ball,
a
I
what
mean,
an
Deshaun
idiot.
Watson played well. And,
Yeah.
you
Yeah,
know.
so we're gonna have to shut him down. And then you got Joe Burrow with a hangnail. But he's running, he's moving, and a Joe Burrow on the move is tougher than a Joe Burrow standing still, which is who we beat in Cincinnati. So we got a Sunday Thursday that's gonna be big. And boy, if 9-2 comes out of Thursday night, put the division to bed.
Yeah, well, that's the opportunity here. While Cleveland is surging, they're playing better. Cincinnati clearly playing better. Benefit that they're coming here on 4 days rest for whatever that.
Absolutely.
But these teams prepared. This is second time around for both of these teams to see Lamar, to see the Monken offense, to deal with Roquan Smith in the middle, and a pretty healthy team. Leonard Raskin is here. I'm wearing the shirt. It is Raskin Global. That's a whole planet there that I have
There
here.
you go.
Although that's actually just North America, South America, I
That's
think of
all
that,
we could
because
get
you
on the
can't show the
shirt.
whole planet.
Can't
All
show
in
the
a
whole
circle.
planet on the shirt. It can't spin on the shirt.
I did see. What do you do with these guys? Because you and I are different politically, and we'll certainly get into the
Yeah, whatever.
Westmore and the stadium. We'll do all that next week because we did a
Sure.
lot of football this week. And next week we're going to be between these two games or whatever. But I saw a guy in the airport when I flew out to Vegas last week. His shirt said, "The Earth is flat." He was a flat earther. And I thought to myself, what do you do with those
The
people?
earth is flat. You just laugh at that guy. What is he talking? What does that mean?
I
What
don't
does
know.
that mean?
He was
That's like,
convinced the Earth was flat. He had a
well,
whole statement about it.
I don't know what that shirt is
Open your
about.
eyes, the Earth is flat. He's standing in an airport where when you go up, you can see the sphere of the Earth.
I guess if that's a saying that means something politically,
No.
I didn't know it.
I heard him speaking out loud about it, and I'm like, oh wow. And I
So
think the person
he's
that
had
engaged him
too
just
much
wanted to hear
LDS.
how he
Do you
portrayed
remember?
it. It's
Are you a
probably like
Star
when
Trek
Chad Steele
fan?
tries to portray to his buddies that I'm not a real media member.
There you
It's
go.
probably
Are
one of
you
those
a
kind
Star
of
Trek
arguments, you
fan?
know.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
No, Star Wars guy.
Okay, well, there was a Star Trek movie back in the day where they had to come back to Earth to save the humpback whales. They had to go back in time, save the humpback whales from extinction. They were in California, and there's Kirk and Spock on a bus. And Spock says something crazy, and Kirk says, they're in the like 80s or 90s US California, and Kirk says, too much LDS. So clearly this guy with a flat earth shirt, I don't know what side of the aisle that guy's on. I think he's on the wrong side of the world. He clearly has never been up in a plane. If he's at the airport, what the heck's going on there? I don't
Yeah, well, yeah, for you and for
know.
hockey, the season has begun.
Oh, there we go. Caps are playing, and
Yeah.
they're actually winning a couple games
I mean,
now.
we've had a tragedy in hockey,
We've
and
had a
I
couple.
go back to the Mullarchuk thing, and I don't you
Oh.
know, and I knew, he played a
Yeah.
year later on. I was in the
Yeah.
locker room with him after that. It's one of those things that, like, I don't. I it's like all this awful video coming out of the Middle East and
Oh, it's
people
terrible.
and tragedy and
Terrible.
horror. And I mean, I
Can't
remember
watch it.
back in the day,
Can't
Face
watch it.
Death, you know, these videos they would sell and stuff like that. But when it comes to sport and hockey, I mean, even seeing DeMar Hamlin and, you know, everything that went on Sunday night, I don't need to see or know that, you
No, I
know.
didn't see it. I didn't see it. I heard about it. I don't want to see it. But this guy who played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, which we got to respect that for the moment, although we hate all the things Pittsburgh, I guess, my opinion. He was playing in not the NHL, but a minor league or an off league game, and apparently went down, and another guy's skate came up, and these
Yeah.
blades are beyond
Enough,
razor,
enough, enough. Yeah, right.
and got his throat,
Yeah.
and he died. He instantly. And think back to Clint Mullarchuk, who was goalie for the Caps back in the day, and he got sliced one evening and was pumping out on the ice, and a doctor who grabbed him, jumped on the
Saved
ice,
his life. Yeah.
grabbed him, saved his life, and they said if he'd have been at the other end of the rink, he wouldn't have made it. And now TJ Oshie, Capitals, has become, I don't know if it's the first or second, whatever, player now wearing a neck guard
Right.
during games, and said, you know what? Hadn't
No
thought about
chances.
it. Hadn't thought about it, but I've got a young family, a wife and children,
And I've gone into those corners. I've seen
and
Oshie.
I need to make sure that I'm here for them. And It's a piece of equipment that exists. And now you're seeing other guys for the Caps, you know, start to pick it up and start to wear this thing. And so this is the non-fun part of hockey that you got to think about. But if you think about hockey, let's face it. I was a kid watching hockey when the goalies didn't wear a mask.
Oh, right. and helmets, Barry Beck.
No helmets. You
know, the guys that were grandfathered into not wearing helmets.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember back in the day. You know? I think Ron Duguay was one of the last with the flowing locks to not wear a helmet. There was a guy up in Edmonton, a couple of them, but you can't even imagine a hockey
McTavish
game.
McTavish, maybe one of those
guys. McTavish, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, I'm old school.
You can't imagine a game today without goalies not just wearing helmets, but these things that are made to deflect the force of the puck and shoot it off, you know, and not be injured by it. And
Leonard,
Jerry Cheevers,
I went to morning skates all the time, right? Over at Mount Pleasant, down in Columbia, when, you know, down at Piney Orchard. I've been down to Kettler, and the viciousness of a hockey puck.
Yep.
Right? Like when you talk about they're playing basketball, other than the fight up in the Auburn Hill, the player going, you know, into the stands. And I mean, I saw a football player take out a Miami Dolphins staffer, took his legs out, took his shoulder out Sunday morning, just watching the game, just like the sidelines. I've been on the sidelines at NFL games. It's hell down there, right?
Yep.
Like I'm serious. I've been in
there. I get it.
But at hockey, they put the netting up after the death out in Columbus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Years ago. And now you go to hockey. My dad wouldn't recognize all that.
No.
But baseball, dude, I hadn't been to like a baseball game in a while where I was paying attention. I went to Camden Yards down the third base line.
That net.
And baseball is netted now because they
foul
just
foul pole to foul pole, basically.
Yeah, man.
And when you're in the hockey game, when you're in the hockey game, man, that puck's on the ice coming right at you. You can flip a puck up that's not even a hard shot and it'll hit you in the face and slice you open. I mean, that thing's a frozen piece of rubber. Right at your skin.
I've seen a lot of people get, you know, over the years at the Capitol Center and whatnot.
Yep.
We didn't have that problem at Skipjack games because there weren't any people to hit.
Yeah, there you go.
You're
here all week.
Well, that's why
we're
on the hockey team here. But I'll be in the Catskills this weekend. Playing down
there
the
you
beach.
Go.
Leonard Raskin is here. I'll be doing a crab cake tour. By the way, you coming to Pappas Parkville and get a crab cake with me?
I got to check the dates. You got to email me the schedule. And as soon as I have the dates, I'll throw one on my calendar and we'll see
so
what I can
my
be.
My schedule for the afternoon of the 21st of November. This is in advance of one of your favorite eating holidays, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, 2 to 5. And I would be very thankful if you
would
be giving
do my
of your
best.
Time to come to Parkville.
I will do my best to get it on the schedule as soon as possible so that it's blanketed on there.
It will be
there.
Pumpkin pie, sir, from what I understand.
I am all about
last thing for the hockey, Backstrom. You talk about
guys
that have really
know.
Contributed to the Caps, right?
You know, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if he's retired or if he's just out, but everything sounds like he's done.
It's very Swedish to just say I'm stepping
everything
away.
Everything sounds like he's done. I'm stepping away for a while. He recovered. He had bad stuff a couple years ago. He was out for almost the whole season. Came back, had a great ending of the season. Figured he's ready in camp this year, ready to go, start the season off. And half a dozen games in, he announced that he's stepping away from the team for his health. And I think that was his way of saying I'm retired, because guys are talking about him like he's retired. So I don't think he's stepping away for a week or a month. I think he's done. And I think that is going to have a big impact on Ovechkin's ability to catch Gretzky on the scoring record, because Nicky set him up like nobody's business. And teams are focused on him now more than they even have been. And he's getting a little older, a little slower. And I think his pursuit of Gretzky's scoring record may be in jeopardy, or heaven forbid it happens somewhere else.
I think you should shave next year, get an 8 jersey. You should go next Halloween as Ovechkin.
There you go.
I mean, seriously, you could be Ovechkin next year.
The gray hair. I got to cut some more of the hair off.
Well, I mean,
lose a tooth.
It is
two.
The end of an era, but I'll say this for the
Absolutely.
Capitals, and this is something that they can only hope for Lamar here in his superstardom. is you win one. You know,
that's
you win
right.
one. You know what I mean? It's
not
like Ted Leones has managed it well. It's not like he didn't F it all up with Barry Trotz, but they got one and they jumped in the fountain and they had a good time. And so did
they
the Nationals.
That's
right?
exactly
so
right.
That's something that the Angelos family doesn't know from at this point.
Not
something
yet.
That Steve knows about and Harbaugh knows about, but everybody else is chasing it. And, you know, so for the Capitals, the band breaks up at some point. You know,
that's
I don't know
exactly
what else to say,
right? Well, the Beatles are coming out with a new album.
Now and then. I heard that. Yes, absolutely. Hey, Leonard, I appreciate you as always. If you are investing money, if you're invested, if you're unhappy with your investment, you got questions, you don't have answers, Leonard Raskin is your guy. He's our guy. He's at Raskin Global. You can also find him out on the web at RaskinGlobal.com with a whole bunch of Q&A, a whole bunch of education and 101 on what to do, what not to do. But the first thing you want to do is get some help. Make sure you have professionals handling you and your American dream. You can find Raskin Global at RaskinGlobal.com. And Leonard's wisdom out on the front of Baltimore Positive as well. Hey, rest up, man. We got two games next week, man. Towel off.
Two games. Big division times.
Well, I got my eyes on this Maryland Stadium Authority thing. Tom Kelso joined us last week. It's the smart guys like Leonard Raskin who manage money and manage money for lots of people that need to understand, who understand the value of $300 million and what that represents to the citizens of the state. I am fully on board. Neil DeMoss from Field of Schemes joins us this week as well. Anthony Mitchell, the dad of Keaton Mitchell. God, I'm old as hell.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us here this week. The stars of Purple Rain 1 appearing in Purple Rain 3. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. 70 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking good stuff around here in Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.